it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Third hour on this Thursday afternoon. Hot day here in Nashville. Darren McFarland, Will Adonik, Derek Mason with you. Eric Hasseltine, longtime voice of the Grizzlies on radio, joins us. What a butt whooping that was Memphis delivered to Golden State last night. I turned on 77-50 at the half. I was like, holy moly. Of course, we know Ja Morant is out, but Eric, did it take you back on, I mean, what were they up 50 plus at some point, at one point?
55. It was it was just your typical 90-38 run. after it was 29-28, it was just, you know, just after at the end of the third quarter, they outscored them 90-38 from the time it was 29-28 in the first, and it looked like we were in for another really tight battle between these two teams. And then they score the final nine of the second quarter, and I told your producer I was joking with Elliot Perry after. I said I was almost going to tell you, like, jokingly on the air because I wanted to, you know, kind of lighten the mood. Everybody was tense. Obviously, it's an elimination game on your home floor, and you've had a great season. But a lot of people felt like they could have been up 3-1 going into that game. They could have won game one. They could have won game four. They also could have been eliminated in four games. So it was a weird deal. So I was jokingly going to say, hey, if they score 38 every quarter, we'll be pretty good. That's a pretty, you know, solid, but that doesn't happen. Well, then they put 39 on in the second and 42 in the third. I was like, okay, well, maybe they can do it. Maybe they can get the, you know, 160-type number. And they called off the dogs at the end, and they should have, and it was impressive. I think they did everything they did defensively in game four and then combined that with making shots and taking care of the ball. The Warriors have had a propensity for turnovers. Even the game where they beat the Grizzlies by 30, they were shooting almost, I think it was above 70% at halftime, but they only led by 7 because they had 14 turnovers. They only turned it over twice in the second half, and you see what happens when you're shooting like that and you keep the ball, you're going to score a lot of points. And so it got the wrong way for the Grizzlies that night, and it kind of got flipped last night. So, look, it's a good series. These two teams had good games in the regular season. Obviously, the national pundits, because of the name recognition, because of the pedigree of Golden State, are going to think, oh, the Grizzlies just aren't there. It's a nice story, and it's great that they're young and up and coming. But this is going to be too much for them. And the Grizzlies are the 15 guys and six coaches and training staff and broadcasters that believe, whoa, hang on a second. They didn't win 56 games just to come here and be, you know, playoff kindling for the Warriors. They won 56 games to try to make a run at this thing, and they're not going to just go quietly. So fun night, but like as any athlete will tell you, I'm sure Derek will tell you the same thing, you can't break your arm patting yourself on the back and think you're, you know, a bunch of big shots going into San Francisco. You got to go in with the edge of the fact that your backs are against the wall and it's an elimination game, and you got to bring the same fire and intensity, because Golden State sure is not going to take kindly to being blasted on national TV like they were last night.
Did you see Draymond Green kind of dancing and waving the towel?
Oh, yeah.
Late in the game?
Yeah,
so what was
that,
the reaction to that?
Yeah. I laughed. You know, it's I heard Bart Scott on national radio say, hey, look, we were getting beat 45-3 by the Patriots, and at some point you just go, man, we're getting stomped today. You know, we'll live to fight another day. I chuckled at it. You know, the whole whoop that trick thing obviously comes from Al Capone being a Memphis area rapper, and it was picked up by the movie Hustle and Flow, which was directed by Craig Brewer, who's a Memphian. And, you know, what the meaning of it is behind, somebody asked me that today, and I said, I'm not up on my rap lingo, to be honest with you. I think it's hilarious when we do it. And, you know, I got my 10-year-old son behind me waving a towel, yelling, whoop that trick. And I was like, yo, dude, let's not do that at school tomorrow, okay? You know, let's not let the teachers hear that at the old private school. But, you know, it's fun. And in the first series, after the Grizzlies did it in game two to Minnesota, there was word that in game three, if Minnesota won, they were going to try to flip that script and take it and play it in their building. And then the Grizzlies erased that big deficit, so that didn't happen. And then Steph Curry said before the game, hey, we're going to go out there and whoop that trick. You know, it's kind of one of those things that when people are talking about it, you think it's all in good jest, but you know it eats at them a little bit. And it's kind of like that kid that you knew in grammar school that just goes, hey, 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 I'm here. And you're like, dude, I'm going to literally turn around and knock you out if you don't stop telling me, hey, you're here. But that's what the Grizzlies are doing, and that's when they know it's getting to you. So it was funny to see Draymond do it. He was dancing with Al Capone, and Al Capone's giving it right back to him, as he will. And these guys all know each other. So it's one of those fun moments. And, look, I expect a fight on their hands coming Friday night. And there were some things that were interesting, and aside from the actual basketball, like the frustration set in. You saw Draymond Green, which was, I watched the replay now five times, basically tackle Steven Adams, and Adams got called for a foul, wrapped him up, threw him down. They've had a history, so where does that play in? And you know, how vulnerable is this Golden State team? They have the championship pedigree, but they haven't done a good job taking care of the ball, guys. And with Tyus Jones stepping in for Ja Morant, that's a factor. He's led the league the last 2 years in assist-to-turnover ratio. Somebody looked this up. He played 25 minutes, scored 21 points, had 9 assists, no turnovers, and only one other player has ever done that in 25 minutes in playoff history, and that was Spud Webb in 86. So what he did last night was pretty special and, you know, went at a 6'7 guy multiple times and scored. So not a lot of fear in this group. They're not going out there to end a season on a positive note and say, hey, we gave it our all. They're going out there to try to win a game and bring it back for Game 7 Monday night.
Talking to Eric Castletine, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Eric, I just think it's fascinating to even think about losing a player the caliber of Ja Morant and still being able to do this. It's really a credit to them, and, of course, it shouldn't surprise anybody too much because they did it during the regular season. But you just mentioned Tyus Jones and his performance, but if you had to sort of, you know, for people that loosely followed during the season and are really locking in now, how they did it without Morant, what do you think is the number one reason they're able to pull that off without such a dynamic player?
Yeah, that's kind of the question on everybody's mind, because they were 20-5 in 25 games that Morant missed in the regular season. They're now 1-1 in the playoffs. They lost Game 4, obviously. And it was funny, in San Francisco, after the morning practice, Ja's walking by all the media availability screaming, they're 20-5 without me. They're 20-5 without me. They're pretty good. Don't sleep on them. You know, he had his teams back. I think, honestly, when you're on a team that has a star of that caliber, especially in basketball, obviously you can't do this as much in football or baseball. Maybe watch the guy and follow his lead. You know, if Ja's got it going, guys are just kind of, okay, hey, you're the man. You're the alpha dog. You're the guy that's going to take us to the promised land. So if you got it going, go do it. And you tend to then, when you get in situations where you're falling behind, you look at him and say, okay, take over. We need you. When he's not there, everybody goes, okay, we need to fill that gaping hole that's left by a guy who can go for 30 any given night, who can go for a triple-double at any time. He'll get 9 assists, 9 rebounds. His playoff numbers have been astronomical. But it almost forces you to say, I've got to be the best version of me. We've got to stay to the system. And Steven Adams has alluded to that multiple times. It's the system. And he said, coming from a different system last year and a different system in Oklahoma City, he said, this system is so efficient and so good, yet so easy to follow for a player if you just fill your role and success comes, that's what it is. And so you see, I thought the remarkable thing last night that not a lot of people would have noticed, and I understand why, but the Grizzlies were 7 of 12 from 3 in the first quarter. 7 threes for them in the first quarter is remarkable. That's a playoff record. They didn't take a three-point shot for the next 6 minutes to start the second quarter. So you think about a team that's hot like that, usually they're just going to keep going to the well. They said, okay, now we've shown you we can make these threes. Now we're going to attack at your heart. We're going to come in the lane. We're going to try to get easy buckets. We're going to run it back at you when you make a shot and try to take that back. And so that was remarkable to me. And then there's another thing that happens that's not on a stat sheet. The Grizzlies are one of the best teams, and I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse or anything here, that I've ever seen, called, watched, at taking a made shot, a made free throw, and running it back to the other end and scoring. And in 4 or 5 seconds. And I've watched it all year where they've done this, and you just, teams look around and they're bewildered, like, where'd these guys come from? I mean, in a game in January, they had a double-digit lead on the Nets. Kevin Durant, James Harden are playing. They're going, and they're, you know, they had a good-sized lead. These guys get to where they're rolling a little bit, and feeling it and cut the lead to four, and the Grizzlies, after the bucket that made it to four, run it down, make a three, get a stop, come down, make a three. The Nets score, they come down again, get a two, get another stop, and next thing you know, it's back to 14, like a minute and a half. And Kevin Durant and James Harden look at each other like hands in the air going, what do we do? So these guys just won't stop. And they don't track that as a fast break basket when it's off a make. They track it if it's off a miss or a turnover. And the Grizzlies led the league in fast break points, and I would venture probably get 6 to 8 points a night on top of that off of made shots. And that's something that is big when you get to playoff time and possessions are so valuable. You score, you're kind of jogging back defensively, waiting to get ready, feeling like you'll have the opportunity to set your defense, and you blink an eye and the guy's running by you to the rim, and you almost all the time see a foul or a layup and a foul or at least a good shot at the rim if they don't make it. And it puts you on notice that you can't take a breath against these guys because they're not going to let up at any time.
Last thing, do you think Friday night they can push this thing back to Memphis for Game 7?
Oh, I think they absolutely can. I thought Elliot said it on the broadcast last night where they did everything right in game number four but win the game. They made some bad decisions down the stretch, took some shots too early in shot clocks and not the best look. They corrected that. They said that to a man after the game, hey, these are fixes we know we can make. So I think they can. Do I think it's going to be a cakewalk? By no stretch of the imagination. It's going to be hostile. It's going to be loud. It's a great environment to be a part of. But, yes, they're quite capable of winning in that building. The Warriors have won 14 straight now home games in the second round of the playoffs, some weird number. The last team to beat them was the Grizzlies. I'd like to see that streak end, and hopefully we have what every sports fan loves, which is a Game 7 Monday night back in Memphis, where one really good team is going to advance and one really good team is going to hit the 3-10 to Cancun the next day.
Eric, good stuff. Appreciate it as always. It's going to be fun. We'll see Friday night if indeed that can happen. Thanks for doing this.
Should be a lot of fun, guys. Always appreciate the support. Should be something to watch on Friday night, to say the least. Hopefully we'll see another one on Monday.
No doubt about it. Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Grizzlies. It'll be the Grizzlies and Warriors. Memphis trying to push it back to Game 7 in Memphis on Monday night. Can they do it after just annihilating Golden State last night? It was impressive to see. All right, we'll come back with more here on the show. Don't forget Elliot Friedman coming up at 1 o'clock. Willie, you've got a word about Lee Company.
All right, let's talk Lee Company. 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com. Remember, maintenance is always ever-present, right? You never know when you're going to need it, whether you're at home or at work, but Lee Company has got that team ready to go and help you at any point. So when it pops up, and maybe you've got a lingering issue that you've been putting off getting addressed. You know, maybe it's not completely urgent. You can get by, but you're like, you know, at some point, I got to address that. A back fence or a window or a door, whatever it is. Call Lee Company, 615-567-1000. And if you're not a phone person, you can make an online appointment and have it be ready to go right there by going to leecompany.com. They're a proud sponsor of the Nashville Predators, and they've had decades of expertise in all kinds of fields. Of course, they're bread and butter. As many of you know, your heating, your air conditioning, your plumbing, your electrical system. They got all that as well. But general maintenance as well, and even home renovation. So give them a call, 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com.
It was impressive to see last night. Memphis just gave it to them. So I think it's a 9 o'clock start Friday night. So if you're looking for something to do, that's following the Celtics and the Bucks will be the earlier game. And how about that? Impressive win by Milwaukee. Down double digits on the road. And they came back and got a huge win over Boston last night. Not a good finish for Smart there at the end of the game.
You're going to be able to hear Celtics-Bucks right here on ESPN 102.5, the game tomorrow, starting at 6.
Well, you got the suit. The suit's in the house. And let me tell you, Darren, it was quite – the last segment. Okay, he was locked
quite
in.
Quite the scene.
He was locked in, ready to go, ready to jump in on this discussion about the Grizzlies in the last segment, and then all of a sudden, we had a problem.
Yeah, what happened is I walked in here and I said, Willie, what's the Predators' plan? And then he just hit me right in the nose and my nose started bleeding.
Yep, we had blood. Bloodshed.
Yeah, oh. No, it wasn't that. My nose randomly started bleeding, so we had that.
I used the force.
Just because
Darth Vader.
I just want to know the plan. I haven't heard any plans. I just want to know the plan. We're going to milk that for all it's worth.
Derek had an awesome parting shot to on the way.
I heard that.
He started laughing before he even said it, and I was like, what's coming here? Then, whoop.
There it is.
That was good.
I'm ready to go. Ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
Can they win in game six? Because I think if you feel, you know, if they can steal one here, even without Morant, you probably have enough belief that they could come back home and find a way in game seven.
I heard something interesting this morning when Teresa Walker from the AP was on with Robbie and Rex Road. And it's not that they're better without Morant. We know they're not. Like, they are missing their star player. But there are certain players, because you have to change the game plan and you have to change the lineup to work without Ja Morant in the lineup, that I think that has a positive effect on some players, if that makes sense. And so I mean, I think they may have, you know, how many times have you seen a team use it up, you know, with nobody, everybody's writing them off that last night was it, they were going to lose, and then they come out and they dominate. But that's really all that was left in the tank. You know, who knows? We'll see. But I do think that some players have done a good job of elevating to another level, knowing that they don't have their star player.
They're significantly better defensively without Ja Morant. Offensively, not so much, but they're giving up 120 points a game with Ja Morant in the series in that lineup, 95 points per game in the last two games without him. So they have taken what they have, which is the advantage defensively, and have increased that pressure and have not had to rely on scoring a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's a smart move when he's not in there because, yeah, he may be – more of a liability defensively, but he's also going to tack on 47 points. So it kind of maybe offsets maybe his defensive liabilities. I don't think he was drafted and put in that lineup to shut down people.
Nope.
I don't think so. I don't think that's what sells tickets in Memphis.
Used to.
Here's my other question from afar.
Well, because the last great Grizzlies teams were nothing but
slow basketball and great defense.
Like, yes. Tony Allen wasn't there to score points.
Grit and grind?
Yep.
Tony Allen. Now, how close are the Warriors to what they used to be?
They're not. They are in that window that's fading.
Right.
So they need to capitalize now because it's
still capable of winning it, do you think? Or are they that far removed that they are very doable?
I don't know.
They can still win it.
I don't know if they're getting through Phoenix. I know Dallas has given Phoenix a series, but I don't know.
Phoenix is good. The Warriors, can the Warriors still do this? Yeah, they can. They can.
But I think it's interesting that you say that the window is fading on them. I mean, everybody's older. Now, Clay basically missed – what, two seasons? I mean, so, you know, what is that? He doesn't stop aging, but that there's less wear and tear because he was out.
Yeah, but he's not the same.
He's not.
He's
They're
still
not the Splash
good.
Brothers
he's,
like they used
he's
to.
He's not the same. Green's not getting any younger. I mean, look, I'm just saying there. It's getting close. It's getting there. It's not there. That's why I said they can do it this year, but. They better do it because I just think they've got a couple more, two or three more, like, really, really seasons where you're like, yeah, they can still do this. And then I think after that, it's like, okay. That may have been it.
At this point, what scares you more, Steph and Clay or Booker and Chris Paul? Like, those tandem, between those two tandems.
I don't know.
It's a good question.
It's a really good
question. Because
Chris
Paul is incredible.
He's older, isn't he? But yeah.
He seems very old. But he just,
I don't think he's
still,
40.
It seems like he's 40, but he's not.
37.
But, yeah. Still gets it done.
Just turned 37, actually. Yeah, no, I mean, he's still certainly getting it done. So, I would probably take Booker and Paul at this point.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know. I'd probably take Steph and Clay. Because I think you're comparing basically Booker to Steph, right? To Curry.
Yep. Yep.
And Paul and Thompson. So I think Steph gets a slight edge over Booker when Booker's healthy. And I'd probably give the edge to Paul, slight edge to Paul over Thompson. Anybody agree? Disagree?
Yeah, I think I'd say that's fair. Elijah?
You
think that's fair?
I would lean more towards Booker and Paul just because the ceiling on Devin Booker is still, he can get you 45-50 a night. Harder for Steph to do that now because he hasn't shot the ball particularly well in these playoffs.
No.
He either really has. Klay Thompson especially, he had that 2-for-12 game, and he's hoisted up plenty of bricks in this series. And a lot of that's what's kept the Grizzlies in it, is they've forced him to take tough shots. But that would be a really good series between those two teams. But I think the Suns should still be the favorite in that conference just because they still have a lot of ridiculous depth, too, in their lineups.
It'll be look, it's going to be interesting no matter who comes through, right? I think it's going to be interesting to see the conference final, how it's going to play out.
Yeah. Well, and I mean – Phoenix has a tough one tonight. They're in Dallas.
Yeah, they're going to beat Dallas. They're going to win the series.
Tonight? Or does Dallas 4-7?
Yeah, they probably go on and finish them off.
Okay. Two-point favorite.
Phoenix is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they go on and close it out. Either way, I think they're going to win the series. I think it's going to be Phoenix and whoever wins the – which, like I said, I think it'll be a good conference final no matter who it is.
Oh, no doubt. I think it would be for sure.
Yeah. The NFL schedule gets released tonight. Anybody excited about that? Anybody care?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know because you've made fun of me before. Like, I usually get pretty amped up for that.
I don't know.
And, I mean, we're airing a NFL schedule release special starting at 7. It's always interesting, and here's why I think I get more excited about it now, because even though you know the opponents, usually when the schedule gets released, what does Vegas start doing? They start
putting out lines.
Yep. And that's what gets me excited. But I mean, there's some rumors already out there.
Well, let's do that on the other side, because there are. There are stuff, you know, you expect this. Things are starting to get leaked. Alrighty, we'll do that on the other side. Don't forget Elliot Friedman coming up at 1 o'clock as you listen to the DDC ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nashville's own Big Machine Distillery wants to send you to the inaugural Tennessee Whiskey Trail experience to celebrate International Tennessee Whiskey Day. That'll be May 21st at Nissan Stadium. Text in the word right now, whiskey. Text in the word whiskey to 615-737-1025. That's a chance to win a pair of tickets to that event. Text in the word whiskey on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Before we talk about NFL schedule release, I did see during the break that Rich Strike, who won the Kentucky Derby, will not run in the Preakness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's not good. But says will run in the Belmont, but is not gonna run in the second leg of the Triple Crown. So that's disappointing. That's going
to
crush the ratings for that.
I feel like that's what we've seen the last few years, though. You know, it's like the Derby winner, they miss one, or I know COVID kind of messed everything up, but like that's the fun part of who can run for the Triple Crown.
You know, it was pretty interesting. We didn't, unfortunately, because of, you know, game four and the fallout since the Predators were eliminated, we never even got a chance to touch on that at all. But, well, we've got a minute. I did think it was interesting. It was a long shot, entered the field on Friday. It was 80-1 odds. So if you had a $2 ticket on Rich Strike, you got paid almost $165 off a $2 ticket. But I saw this out there after Rich Strike won the Derby. I don't know if you guys saw it, but according to Caesars Sportsbook, some other 80-1 odds, so just to kind of put it in perspective of that horse winning the Kentucky Derby, how about this? USA to win the World Cup. Same odds.
Oh, wow.
Now, USA, USA. We're all rooting for USA. Does anybody think they're going to win the World Cup?
No.
I'm not putting my money on them to win the World Cup. How about this one? The Marlins to win the World Series this year.
Yeah, I'm not taking that.
Exactly.
Not taking that.
Telling me there's a chance.
I'll say there. I will say this on the Marlins winning the World Series. Good grief! But the Marlins have young pitching that you don't know the names of that are wildly talented. I mean, they have got some arms. But winning the World Series this year, no.
I think I'm going to see the Marlins and your Bravos over Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
Chaser.
That'll be fun.
Which now, I'll tell you an interesting prop.
I can't get away from the Marlins, by the way. I saw Braves and Marlins last year. I saw the Marlins down there against your Mets, Willie. I'm going to the Cardinals. Our baseball teams are going to St. Louis to play in a tournament at the end of June, and then we're going to the Cardinals-Marlins game. I can't get away from the Marlins.
I might take if I were to do a prop bet on the Marlins, 500, I think, is gettable for the Marlins this year.
Right, but winning the World Series,
that's a whole nother
same shebang. Odds as the Kentucky Derby winner. How about this one? This one's pretty interesting. This just tells you the difference in losing that guy. Same odds as the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl. 80-1 now is Seattle.
Yeah, that's
Russell Wilson. Pretty. We've talked about the importance of that position. Now the Seahawks are 80-1, and the other one is Sergio Garcia to win the PGA Championship. Same odds.
I'm curious, what were the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl last year before the season?
Oh, I'd say 15-1 or less.
Yeah, because I mean, everybody was picking somebody out of that division.
Yep.
So they all had good odds.
That only makes it longer to win the Super Bowl coming out of that division. I think that's the thing that pops out. That had four teams that were legit.
I wouldn't say it was higher than 20-1. I think that would have been the ceiling. That would have been the roof.
Just curious of exactly what it was.
I would have
thought it would be a little bit more than 20-1. But
no, not last year. Not going into last season. Mm-mm. Nope. Remember, we all picked them to go to the playoffs.
I don't know if I did. I can't remember. I purged it from my memory. I don't think it was that great what I did. I did pick the Rams to win it before the season.
You did. You did. So you have that notch in your belt. All right, we know the Titans and the Bills will play Monday Night Football up in Buffalo in week 2.
Correct.
Which is a good time to go to Buffalo. Like, September is a good time to go to Buffalo. December, second weekend in December, not a good time to go to Buffalo.
No.
There's been a lot of other leaks. Obviously, the NFL is going to play a lot of games abroad, right? We know there's games in London, but they're also, aren't they playing in, like, Mexico City?
Germany,
yes. Are the Bucks playing in Germany?
I believe that's correct.
Is that the Bucks game?
Yep.
So they're going to be playing abroad.
The Packers are going to London.
Yep. So have we heard any other possible leaks?
Yes.
Maybe the Titans schedule?
Yes.
Or the other games around the league?
So I'm looking at CBS Sports. They've been keeping up with this and, you know, different people. And so I have uncovered four Titans games that have leaked out so far. It would appear, and again, none of this is official. This is just what's being reported. The Titans will open their season at Nissan Stadium against the New York Football Giants.
And that is, do we believe that's going to be the first week of the season?
Yeah, week one, 9/11.
Week one.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You mentioned week two at the Bills on Monday night. It's being reported week 9, they will travel to Kansas City for Sunday Night Football. And week 11 is being reported that they will travel to Green Bay for Thursday Night Football. So that's what I'm seeing so far.
Okay.
So Packers on a Thursday night's interesting. But according to this, that's three primetime games so far.
Yeah.
So there's some teams that their full schedules have leaked out. So John Breach is the guy reporting a lot of this stuff with CBS.
John Breach has breached the NFL offices for the schedule makers.
Well done. Well done, Willie.
That's two.
That's
two of those today.
That's
two
that's
big
good.
Ones today.
Yeah!
Indeed.
Are they playing? Have you heard anything about playing on Christmas Day
for the Titans?
Yeah,
I saw that out there, but then John Breach. Let me find this tweet.
What a weird,
is that,
weird
is
name.
Is that your real name, Mr. Breach? Or are you just trying to breach?
I just saw this.
It's a stage name.
He had the full Christmas schedule, and the Titans were not on it. Based on, okay.
What day of the week is Christmas? Is it Saturday?
I think it's Sunday.
Is there a full slate of games?
No, they're playing a lot of games Saturday.
Okay.
Based on all the credible leaks so far, here are your likely Christmas games. Packers at Dolphins, which is the noon game on Fox. Broncos at Rams. That has officially been announced. 3:30 on CBS. Bucks Cardinals Sunday night or that night on NBC.
Hmm. We had Wes in Clarksville asking us that on our text line.
Well, there was a rumor
about the Titans playing on Christmas Day.
There was a rumor out there that I think is a fake that had them playing on Christmas against the Raiders, but I haven't seen that be clarified.
Is that something that you guys like? It's happened a few times before. We all remember one against the Cowboys a long time ago. It was super cold. There was another freezing one against the Broncos where the Titans weren't very good. That was a tough one to sit through. I was in the booth with the Broncos radio guys. Mm. They were saying, wow, is it cold? But
I'm going to be honest.
I'm not a big fan. It's most recent one, maybe the Chargers.
Yeah.
They cleaned the Titans clock. With CJ, was CJ chasing 2,000 that year?
I don't remember.
Was that the year?
Was
that
the
year after that, maybe?
I don't think so.
I just think that Christmas Day has kind of become the NBA's day. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of NFL on
– I mean
– at least here. Like, I'd certainly watch the game sitting at home. Heck, I'm like everybody else. But would I want to go to a Titans game on – Christmas? I would prefer not, but that's me. I don't know how people feel about that.
They didn't play Denver the year CJ won, got 2,000.
What year was that they played Seattle? I'm sorry, San Diego. They played San Diego on Christmas Day.
That was the same year. That was the week before. Yeah, it was a Friday night. It was a Friday.
What year?
2009, and they got destroyed.
So that was CJ2K?
Yeah. You said Denver, though, didn't you?
No, Denver was 04, I think. 04 or 05.
That is correct. It was 04.
04.
Yep. And they got waxed by Denver,
that was
too.
David – what was the guy from Florida? David Johnson, the baseball player.
Yeah.
He had to play quarterback that night. It was – they were down to the wood, if you will.
Check this out. Halloween night, Monday Night Football, the Battle of Ohio, Bengals at the Browns. That's interesting. My whole thing on Christmas though with the NFL, like I get it falls on a Sunday, so if I'm okay with a couple of games, but
I think they should do like Thanksgiving, just do like a triple header,
which I think is what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way
that makes sense.
That's the way to do it.
But yeah. I'm just saying, if they said the Titans are playing a home game on Christmas, do you go all right, or do you go?
I'm not going. I mean, I say that now, but you know. Somebody came along with good tickets, I might, but you know,
yeah, how's the weather, you know,
right?
All
I mean, that's what it kind of depends on.
You know, you feel differently if we had a roof on a stadium down the road?
Yeah,
you would.
Sure,
heck yeah, I would.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, like I went to three. I think I went to three games last year. The Monday night game against Buffalo, which it was colder, but it wasn't bad. Like it was October, so it wasn't awful. I went to the game against the Texans for Floyd that it monsooned, so I got drenched. That obviously wasn't fun doing that one. And then I went to one more later in the season, and it was cold. So, yeah. I mean, but if there's a roof and it's Christmas.
It's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's not as much about the day that it's on Christmas and you'd prefer not to go to a game.
The
like
only Christmas. Other part is – you know, that they're going to have to figure out, you know, wherever they build this thing is the parking stuff. I mean, like, that's as long as I can still park across the river and walk across the bridge, and, you know, that's how I like to do it. So
maybe you can park at Geodis Park and take a shuttle. So they've had three.
Yikes!
They've had three Christmas game. So the 2001, that was the shutout of the Cowboys. Anthony Wright led Cowboys.
I was mad at my dad.
Titans won 31-0. The 04 game that we talked about here, all of them have been home games.
And night games.
And night games. Denver, they got waxed by the Broncos in 04, and they got waxed by San Diego in 09. So started off good, and then it's went downhill with the next two. So this will be the fourth Christmas game.
I can give you some other teams on the when we come back if you want.
Great. Dylan on our text line says, nice choice of music, Elijah. So I'll put a little pressure on Elijah on his bump coming out. We'll come back, wrap up the third hour. Elliot Friedman coming up at 1 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Pecker on the DDC. Our show is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, a York certified comfort expert company. Schedule now at Spring Hill. There we go. Elijah, was that good enough? Was that good enough?
You cut out there for a second, so we
were
like, what?
Yeah, we didn't hear anything you just said in the last, like, 6 seconds.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Good, because I used 3 cuss words. No, kidding.
Please don't do that.
Somebody just texted in potato cakes, and I don't know. Okay. Hey, right back at you. I don't know. I just literally, that was just texted in. Yeah, that was interesting text. Let's see. Jeff on our text line. This is going back to, I guess, ending with Eric Hasseltine. Did Darren just ask if the Grizzlies can win Friday night? Hard-hitting question there. Jeff the Bug Man. Boy, claws are out. Jeez.
All right, Jeff.
Oh. Yeah!
Jeez.
Is that our new drop when somebody just gets feisty?
Well, I'll say this. We've had some great, great interaction, but there's been a lot. I mean, whew, people are – I mean, everybody's so sensitive. Andrew on our text line, haven't you all been following Nashville SC? ? No, we just talked about it at the beginning of the show. Build the stadium and screw the parking. Let the peasants figure it out on their own. I don't even know what. I was just having fun with the parking situation. I don't know if it's a shot at me or Nashville SC. I don't even know. I'm so confused.
I don't know. I mean, like, I watched some of the game last night. Like, it was
well,
cool.
We've already talked about it.
Right. No, it's good.
Nate already called in and gave us his experience. It was his first ever game. I said, I'm going to go to my first one, next Saturday night.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I did get home and from our baseball practice, and I watched like the last, 25 minutes of basically the game and extended play. So it was a nice win over Atlanta.
Yeah, and I props to Nashville SC's social media team because they did have some fun because, you know, Nashville came back and they had the 28-3 that they had to bring up, like had those kind of vibes to it. So I thought that was pretty good.
They've had that in the back pocket for a while.
Oh, yeah,
you just know.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. So what else did you find out?
Okay, so just some – I'm not going to go through everything that our man John Breach has breached from the NFL scheduling office, but Bills-Rams will be the kickoff game on Thursday, September 8th. So that should be an interesting one in L.A. Week one, some highlights. Elijah Saints will head to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. I mentioned Giants-Titans. Steelers at the Bengals. Got 49ers at Bears as well. The first Thursday night game on Amazon Prime is reported to be Chargers at the Chiefs. And Colts-Jags in week two. Bengals at the Cowboys in week two. Bears-Packers Sunday night in week two. We already know Titans at Bills and Vikings-Eagles, a Monday night doubleheader. Week three, Patriots-Dolphins on a Thursday night, Cowboys and Giants on Monday night, Week four, the first London game, Vikings at the Saints, which I think has already been out there.
Yep.
Chiefs Bucks on Sunday Night Football. Patriots at the Packers that afternoon should be a good one. Then we got Giants at the Packers the next week in London. Texans Jags that week. Get your tickets now. Raiders at Chiefs on Monday night.
That's a good one.
That's October 10th. Week six, Thursday night, Commanders at the Bears.
The Commanders.
The Commanders. Bengals.
Can't wait for that one.
Bengals at the Saints that Sunday. Bills, Chiefs. No time listed there. So that my guess is that's Sunday night on October 16th. Bills at the Chiefs, I would think. Week seven, Saints at Cards on Thursday night. Bears, Patriots on Monday night. Week eight, Broncos, Jags in London, Raiders at the Saints, Bears, Cowboys, Bengals at the Browns on Monday night, which is Halloween. Titans, Chiefs, I mentioned Sunday, November 6th, and week nine, that's reported to be Sunday Night Football. Also that day, Raiders, Jags, Dolphins, Bears are out there. Raiders, this makes no sense. Raiders are playing two games that week, apparently. Sunday, they have Raiders at the Jags, and Monday, they have Raiders at the Saints. So, there you go.
Busy week.
I don't know. Never heard of that, but that's why none of this is official. So, Falcons at Panthers, Thursday, November 10th, on Thursday night is being reported. Titans would be on Thursday night the next week. 49ers, Cardinals in Mexico City on Monday, November 21st. Thanksgiving, this is what I was trying to get to. Bills at Lions, Giants at Cowboys, Patriots Vikings is what's being reported for Thanksgiving.
Say that again.
Bills, Lions, Bills, Giants, Lions. Cowboys, Giants, Cowboys, Patriots, Vikings.
Okay.
And
Bills,
then,
Lions smells like a blowout.
Yeah.
Giants, Cowboys maybe could be good.
We'll see.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. And the nightcap, Vikings and... And who was it? Vikings and Patriots?
Yeah.
Where is it?
In Minnesota.
Minnesota? Okay, that'll help. Yeah, that's okay. But we'll see. I mean, it's, again, we're sitting here in May. Who knows?
I like this one. Rams at Packers, Monday Night Football, December 19th. Christmas Eve, what's been reported so far. Saints at Browns, Bills at Bears, Commanders at 49ers, Giants at Vikings, Eagles at Cowboys. And then Christmas Day, Packers, Dolphins, Broncos, Rams, Bucks, Cardinals.
Jordan from Franklin, our text line, wants to know if week two Colts Jags is in Indy or Jacksonville. Do we know that?
That's week two Colts Jags is in Jacksonville.
Okay. There you go, Jordan. You ask, you shall receive. We'll
according
come back
to CBS.
Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet. Switch gears, talk some hockey to begin the final hour. That's next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.